Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, no matter where you are in the world. Welcome to the Restore Australia Radio Show with your host, Mike Holt. I'd like to talk today about something that I think we're all very concerned about, freedom and justice. Now, Thomas Jefferson once said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I believe that things are coming to a head in our country. People everywhere are very dissatisfied with what's going on with our government. They believe that the political parties are not serving the will of the people. And therefore, we see a large number of people gathering together around Australia in rallies. These have built up over the last 12 months. And now, there's going to be a huge one in Canberra, with patriots bussing in from all over the country. So let's have a look and see what's going on there. Now, over the last couple of years, we've seen rallies held around the country to protest against the expansion of Islam into Australia. That's been the main focus. And these rallies are a symptom of our dissatisfaction with the current political situation. Rallies are a good way to bring together like-minded people who want to show that they are ready to do something. To be successful, a rally must have a focal point, and it must offer ways for people to continue taking action afterwards. However, rallies are not the only way we can unite people to bring about change. Now, before we discuss this, we need to understand what is happening in this great nation of ours today and who is behind the problems we face. Until now, every time patriots get out onto the street to rally, we see the left-wing thugs attack them, creating another media frenzy to discredit the patriot movement. These left-wing groups, Antifa, the Socialist Alliance and the Socialist Alternative, are trying their hardest to deprive Australians of our right to protest, our right to freedom of speech. Their aim is to foment such unrest that they discredit those seeking freedom and justice, and at the same time create conditions that will enable them to bring down the government edifice and install socialism or communism instead. Now, the left-wing Antifa and the socialists are fanatical believers in their anarchist, socialist, communist ideology. For them, socialism and anarchy are like a religion, and they fight with the fervor of fanatics as a result. We've seen that they are willing to fight and even die for their ideology. Their tactics are brutal, but ignorant at the same time. They turn up at every patriot rally, calling those who are standing up for Australian values racists or fascists and other insults that actually describe them. Add to that the enormous funding they get from the trade unions, and they are a formidable enemy. But they face a very difficult fact. That fact is that socialism has failed everywhere it has been tried. That fact seems to elude the socialists. They can't seem to get it through their thick heads that socialism has failed, always failed, because it's a utopian idea. They're not living in reality. And their support for ideology actually shows that they are more racist than any other groups around the place. More racist than Nazism under Hitler. Because when you try to stop freedom of speech to suit one race or one type of person or people, that is racism at its worst. I'd like to stop right now and play a song by ZZ Top. Give me all your lovin'. Welcome back to the Restore Australia Radio Show with your host, Mike Holt. Now, before the music break, we were talking about the left, those who oppose us from the left, the Antifa anarchists and the socialists. This time, let's have a look at another faction that is opposed to us, the far right. The far right is led by the Australia First Party, the Nazis, with their chief, Jim Salim, who has done his best over the last 30 years to derail any attempts to change the government system. The Nazis' motivation is clear. They want to destroy our democracy and impose national socialism, that is, Nazism, on us. However, unlike the left, they have a very small following and they lack any significant funding, which is lucky for us because we saw what happened with Hitler. They are not a very serious political threat, although they are still a dangerous and often violent political force that we must be aware of and contend with. I suppose we're lucky in a way, because with Jim Salim leading the Nazis, they've gotten nowhere. Jim has flailed about, been arrested, under suspicion for various crimes. He's never got anywhere, and he probably never will. After all, who's going to follow a loser? But there are lots of fools around there, and the AFP allied itself with the United Patriots Front recently, and the UPF, or United Patriots Front, now calls themselves Fortitude Australia, and they're led by a guy called Blair Cottrell. Now, Blair is a bodybuilder from Melbourne. Actually, he speaks reasonably well. He almost sounds sane. But this is the same guy who has been reported in the press as saying he wants a picture of Hitler in every Australian classroom, as well as a copy of Mein Kampf issued to every student each year. You add to that his criminal record for arson. Yes, he actually burnt down the house of a guy who was a love rival. Apparently this other guy had either been sleeping with his girlfriend or he suspected so. Either way, he got nabbed for that. I think he was about 19 and he spent quite a while in jail. This is the guy that is now leading the United Patriots Front. Now, these two right-wing groups, have publicly stated that they want to ethnically cleanse the country of anyone who does not have white skin. Lawlessness and thuggery are hallmarks of the far right. Between them, they have caused divisions and diversions. Between them, they have caused divisions and dissension within the Patriot movement, and that's part of their aim. Now, UPF tried to usurp the Reclaim Australia movement, and they actually managed to lure quite a number of their people into the ranks of the UPF. And these people are probably unaware of their ultimate goal to ethnically cleanse Australia. They want to get rid of all the Aborigines, the Asians, the Africans, and other mongrel races, as they say. They will all be eliminated or deported if the UPF or AFP ever gain a political foothold in this country. This is particularly worrying for me, or I shouldn't say I worry about it, because as I said, they're not a very potent force, but I find it abhorrent, this terrible racism from these people. Now, socialist and Islamic ideology are identical in their focus. So let's talk about the Islamic problem now. The socialists and Islam are both supremacist and racist in the extreme. Supremacist because they believe passionately that they are the only ones with a right to govern. Islam wants to govern under Sharia law, a barbaric system based on the violent and misogynistic 7th century ideas of the Prophet Muhammad. They are racist because they preach that the white Western civilization is not worthy of its place in the world today. As if Islam has brought anything of value to the world. But they would like to see the white race subsumed under a brown race, them of course, governed by Islamic Sharia law, or even eliminated altogether instead. Islam is a supremacist, racist ideology that believes fanatically that Islam, and therefore all Muslims, are superior to all other races. In fact, Islam is very clear in its intentions. Islam is dedicated to subjecting the whole world under Sharia law. Anyone that does not convert can be, and often is, killed. There is no equality or compassion in Islam. And throughout the centuries, since Muhammad stalked the world in the 7th century, they have done nothing but destroy. They're doing it today. ISIS is over there in the Middle East destroying ancient civilization artifacts. They're killing people left, right and centre. They're almost obliterated the Christians from the Middle East. And it's becoming increasingly obvious that there is much more, though, behind the invasion of our society than the mere spread of a religious ideology totally opposed to our own democratic way of life. I won't go into detail here, but there is a definite agenda behind the gradual destruction of our freedoms. The United Nations-backed Agenda 21, the Lima Declaration, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership are just some of the manifestations of this agenda. Now, the UN, of course, is led by the Saudi Arabians, the Wahhabists, and they are pushing a worldwide pattern to redistribute populations and level everyone to a, I suppose you'd say, Islamic utopian vision of equality. It's obviously failing, although it seems at times that they are winning, only because there's so many of the darn things, they're like ants. But it will fail, because society cannot thrive under a hateful regime, and Islam is hateful. Whereas we in the West believe in love, the power of love. And that is why patriot movements around the world are springing up. Patriots love our country. Patriots love people. And I'm glad to see that people everywhere are waking up to the fact that we are actually under attack by the very institutions we expected to protect us, the UN, our governments. They are all complicit in the attacks on us. We are at war. We are at war with Islam, and we are at war with our government. Let's stop for a moment now, and I will read from the Quran and explain what it says. I'll be right back. This week we're reading from the Quran, Surah 8, verse 39, which says, "And fight with them until there is no more fitna." Now, fitna means disorder or unbelief. "And religion is all for Allah." That's all it says. Now, some translations interpret fitna as persecution, but the traditional understanding of this word is not supported by the historical context. At the time, the Meccans were simply refusing Muhammad access to their city during the Hajj. Other Muslims were allowed to travel there, just not as an armed group. And since Muhammad had declared war on Mecca prior to his eviction, they didn't want him there. The Meccans were also acting in defense of their religion, since it was Muhammad's intention to destroy their idols and establish Islam by force, which he later did. Hence, the critical part of this verse is to fight until religion is only for Allah, meaning that the true justification of violence was unbelief of the opposition. According to the Sirah by Ibn Ishaq and Hisham 324, Muhammad further explains that Allah must have no rivals. In other words, under Islam, there can be no other religions, and therefore anybody who refuses to become a Muslim can and will be killed. This is the problem that we all have with Islam. Welcome back to the Restore Australia radio show again with your host Mike Holt. I've been talking about the Patriot Movement and the many enemies and dangers that we face. Now, while the Patriots call for peaceful street protests and nothing more, the whole movement has been beset by an inability to unite the various factions and concentrate on the real problems. At the same time, they have come under increasing attack from all sides, from the media, governments, socialists, Islamists, right-wingers, everybody. So perhaps it's time for the Patriot movement to think about what we can do to unite. Perhaps we need to have a common core set of Australian values, values that we're fighting for. And then we need to formulate a policy for all groups to unite under. Now, Restore Australia has a list of core values that Australians all subscribe to. It's on our website, islamforinfidels.com, and you'll find there Team Australia versus Team Terror. Now, despite the divisions amongst us and the petty bickering and the fighting, at the end of the day, we are all focused on the same thing. We do not want Islam in Australia for a very simple reason. It's totally incompatible with what we stand for. And as the Patriot movement continues to grow, and as more ordinary citizens are confronted with the increasing possibility of violent attacks on them for no reason at all, just because we are who we are, and as the government continues to whittle away our freedoms while selling out our country, we see serious questions that demand answers. And we're not getting them from those we elected to serve and protect our nation, the politicians, the media, the police, the judiciary, the judges. None of them are working for the people. And the media is probably the worst. They are complicit in this slow destruction of our nation, publishing inaccurate stories slanted to serve their financial and left-wing ideological masters. Yet, despite a few setbacks, the movement has actually had some big successes too. The Reclaim Australia rallies put enough backbone into the Abbott government for them to bring in tough new anti-terrorism legislation. And that legislation still stands today, even though Turnbull ousted Abbott in the second coup Australia has ever experienced in our history. What a disgrace. As a result of all these problems that beset us, more people are attending rallies and protesting on social media like Facebook and Twitter. But Australia is not alone in facing these many problems. Our countries around the world are experiencing exactly the same thing. Patriot groups in the US, Canada, Europe and the UK are all in the throes of being attacked from the left, from the UN and by Muslims. So this radio show reaches out not only to Australians but to people around the world. You are not alone. We are all in this together and united in our purpose and in our strength. We will overcome these terrible dangers. Now, I'm of an age where I grew up in what I thought was a very lucky time. I did go to war, the Vietnam War, but it wasn't too bad. I know some people got killed and we shouldn't have been there, but it was nowhere near as bad as the Second World War. And it was certainly nowhere near as bad as many decades and even centuries before that, where people were at war all the time. But today, that's all changed. Why? Well, we have a common enemy. That enemy is not just the left, the right, the Islamist. It's actually sitting in our parliament, our governments. The major political parties have connived for decades to deny us representative voice in government. We are forced to vote at each election. We have no choice. And what are we voting for? It doesn't matter which party we vote for, because when they form a government, we just get more of the same. And the Lib Lab coalition these days, there's not much difference between them. Well, how has this happened? Well, partly the problem is in our constitution and the fact that we don't have a voice in government. Did you know that of the 44 referendums we Aussies have been asked to vote in since 1901, only 8 have been approved by the people? Why did the other 36 referendums fail? Because the politicians sitting in Parliament wrote the referendum questions without consulting the people. Most of the failed referendums were designed to give the political parties more power over us, or they simply asked the wrong questions. For example, the 1999 referendum asking if we wanted to become a republic failed. And it was a very simple reason, because we didn't know what sort of a republic we might get if we voted yes. So, the Australian people are not stupid. They have consistently refused to approve referendums that sought to give politicians even more power over us. You only have to look at the questions asked and the results of the 44 referendums we have voted in to see that our uncommon common sense has prevailed time and time again. I want to talk about this uncommon common sense because very often I hear people, and some people who are supposedly leaders of political parties, say, oh, but, you know, if you let the people have a say in government, we'll end up with a big mess. Or special interest groups will take over. But what they don't understand is that by bringing in citizens-initiated referendums, we will also bring about a profound change in our social attitudes to voting and government. Today, Australians are very apathetic about politics, and with good reason. We know we have no power to influence our government. We vote in one party or the other, and that's it, baby. After the politicians take their seats in Parliament, they toe the party line and they ignore the will of the people. And this is why we have so many bad government decisions, because they are ignoring us. They think they know what's best for us. They don't. The uncommon common sense of the people knows what's good for us. And we must, in the future, come to rely on that. How do we do that? Well, citizens-initiated referendums will change our attitudes. When people are given the power to have a say in government, we will see a change in attitudes. We will want to take the time to examine the questions and the consequences and vote accordingly. Okay, so how do we get change? Well, it depends. How concerned are you with the current system? We will only see change when enough people decide to do something about it. Are you ready to do what needs to be done? Let's talk about that after the next break. This time I'd like to play a song by Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Back soon.
Up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. Bush, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Welcome back to the Restore Australia radio show with your host Mike Holt, and we've been talking about how we can bring about political change. Before the break, I asked the question, are you ready to do what needs to be done? I think we are, because we're seeing many new small parties springing up in response to the growing unease many of us feel. But getting elected to Parliament is only the first step. Once there, the major parties will attempt to do the same thing as they always have, what they did to Pauline, to destroy us, to destroy our credibility. And not one of these many small party hopefuls is a match for the cutthroat machinations of the experienced Lib Lab Greens machine that has stolen our birthright by putting party politics above constituent concerns. Now, many of you may not be aware of this, but Tony Abbott was the one that destroyed Pauline Hanson. So when you bemoan the fact that Turnbull overthrew Tony Abbott and say, oh, Tony Abbott was a great PM, yes, he did some good things, but never forget that he actually coordinated and led the attack on Pauline. We don't want that again. Now, the major parties have enjoyed their privileges and perks for far too long to give them up easily. We will have to fight. And we'll have to fight hard if we're going to restore our democracy to health, wealth, and happiness, and bring about a government of the people, by the people, for the people. This must be a combined grassroots movement of the people. And unless voters stop voting for the same parties they have always voted for, there will be no change. Politics is not a football game. The political parties are not teams. They are there to govern if they get elected. So they must do the job. And if they haven't, as we have seen, the political parties today have failed us. So it's up to you to make your vote count. Vote for a party that supports citizens-initiated referendums. And when you set up your preferences on the voting card, preference Lib, Lab and Greens last. So we, the Australian people, have two tasks ahead of us before the next election. One, we need to educate our fellow citizens in how CIR works and show them that it is the only way to achieve a true democracy. And two, we need to ask all voters to make the most of their vote by electing only parties that support citizens-initiated referendums, CIR. Now, so far, Restore Australia has contacted the following parties to ask if they do support CIR. I won't read the whole list out. It's probably easier to read out the ones that do not, actually. The Australian Liberty Alliance, ALA, does not. Qatar Australia Party, it's a bit hard to understand whether they do or not. I called the party office and they said no. But Bob has publicly stated that he does support CIR, so ask first. The Australian People's Party, we're not sure about them because we haven't been able to get a word from them. Same thing with the Hemp Party, we're waiting for their response. The Greens, absolutely not. The Liberal Party, no. Although in private, I've been told that they do by the Queensland President. But officially, no. The National Party, no. Labor Party, no. The Islamic Party, absolutely not. They want Sharia law. So how are we going to rally people to support CIR? Well, all large-scale political changes have started at the grassroots level. And with an election coming up this year, we can all help reach out to the many more dissatisfied Australians out there who want change, but who don't know how to get it. Now, since early 2015, Restore Australia has set up a team called the Restore Australia Street Reps. And they have been putting flyers into letterboxes all around Australia about the halal scam. Now, with over 120,000 flyers already distributed around Australia, we found that many more Australians have been alerted to the scam and they are joining those who oppose the halal certification. So these flyers have a very big effect, and yet it's so simple to do. If you become a Restore Australia street rep, we will send you flyers, and all you do is go out to your street, up and down, do it at night if you don't want to be seen, and put one flyer in every letterbox. So we're calling on all patriots around Australia to get active, become a street rep, and help us to distribute flyers now about citizens-initiated referendums and why we want CIR. You can help give people everywhere the hope that they are seeking. Now, of course, it takes money to do all of this, so we need your donations, or become a member of Restore Australia. It's very cheap at the moment. We're offering the first 500 to become members, a special fee of just $10. After that, it will go back up to $25. Now, how can you donate? Well, you just go to our website, and there is a link there on the menu, Donate. If you donate just the price of one cup of coffee a month, that will help pay for the massive flyer campaign we are launching. So take your first step to changing our nation for a better future. Sign up today to become a street rep. Let's all unite to bring hope to Australia. It's time now to listen to our favourite troublemaker, Mighty Mo.
Out of the sky, you damn coward!
I will kill you!
Greetings, listeners. In the last episode, we asked some telling questions. I know you've been waiting with bated breath for the answers, but I ain't telling. I'm standing on a hilltop, watching a mighty battle below and above. Mighty Mo and his horde of 12 faithful followers are battling the good folks of Medina, but Mighty Mo wants them all to follow him, or he will kill them. Let's mosey on down and listen in to what he is saying. Ah, Fizzy. These Medinaites are naughty, naughty, aren't they? They should not be fighting back at all. Why cannot they see the sublime beauty of your nascent religion, Islam? Such a wonderful thing to behold. Behold? Who's holding it? I will kill him. Oh, no, 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 great and mighty mole. I meant that Islam is such a wonderful religion. After all, what other religion offers a man everything he could desire? Why don't you tell me, Fizzy? Yo, Mustafa, you are slicing too high. You'll dull your sword edge trying to cut through bone. Go for the neck. Go for the neck. Now, what was I saying, Fizzy? Ah, yes. Tell me about Islam. I would like to know if you understand what I am bringing to mankind. Or should I say, perhaps, man nasty? Oh, well, my salubrious and wondrous prophet, as I understand it, whosoever shall convert to Islam is guaranteed 72 virgins when they die.
Yes, that is true, but only if you die a martyr.
Oh, that's a little harsh, don't you think, Mighty Mo?
This is what Allah commands, Fizzy. You must die in glorious battle to get your virgins.
Oh, dear me. Does that mean someone must kill me? Or can I kill myself while taking many infidels with me?
That's an idea I didn't think of, Fizzy. I will have to meditate on this next time I am on the potty.
Oh, that was close, Mighty Mo. Why are we sitting down here? Can't we get on Al-Burak, your mighty white-winged steed, and enjoy the battle from above?
Are you crazy, you stupid weasel? Look up in the sky. Those Medinaites have perfected the flying carpet. If we fly up there now, they will shoot us down.
Oh, no, 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 no. I prefer to skulk down here in this hole and enjoy the spectacle.
Oh, look. Did you see that? Ali lopped off that head so beautifully. It's rolled over here. Quick, Fizzy. Jump up and kick it back. Ho-ho! What fun! Well done, Fizzy. You lobbed it right onto the leader of Medina. Oh, look at him scamper about like a silly woman.
Oh, great and lubricated Mighty Mole. My apologies for splattering you with the blood of that head.
Oh, pay it no mind, Fizzy. You know how much I love blood. Almost as much as I love having sex with a woman. Or a goat. Or a camel. Or a...
Yes, 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 oh terrible fornicator and murderer. But I was trying to tell you what I believe Islam is.
Ah, yes, my apologies, Fizzy. Sometimes I get so carried away.
And there we will have to leave our conniving, cowardly duo, skulking in a hole while Mighty Mo's followers are having fun doing what he enjoys best, sending innocents to their deaths in the most horrible of ways. Tune in next time to hear more adventures of
Mighty Mo!
Oh boy. Mighty Mo sure is a naughty boy, isn't he? I hope you're enjoying him. This is the Restore Australia radio show with your host Mike Holt. Welcome back. Before we finish the show today, I'd like to talk about our leaders. Malcolm Turnbull, we know now, is incapable of leading this country properly. His ignorance about Islam is worrying. His defense of Islam is even more worrying. And yet, this is the man who would be king. He engineered a coup and got rid of Tony Abbott. Now, the thing is, and a lot of people don't really understand how our political system works. A lot of people say, oh, you know, we didn't vote for Turnbull, we voted for Tony Abbott. Well, actually, no, you didn't. if you lived in Tony Abbott's electorate and you voted for him, then you voted Tony Abbott in. And because he led the Liberal Party at that stage, he automatically became Prime Minister when the Liberal National Party was elected to Parliament. So please, people, before you start talking about politics, make sure you understand how it works. I've also had people come to me and say, oh, you, all these small parties need to unite. We are already united in purpose, but we do not need one massive, large Patriot Party. That's silly. Why is it silly? Because each state at every election has 6 Senate seats up for grabs. So the more Patriot parties that we have, the more Patriot Senate candidates we can field. We could even swamp the Lib-Lab Greens out of Parliament simply by putting in the numbers. So don't be fooled by what the parties tell you, the major parties. They try and tell you, oh, vote for us because we're the big parties. You're only going to waste your vote if you vote for a small party. That is rubbish. It's not true. Vote for the small parties. Take the vote away from the Lib-Lab Greens. They do not deserve to govern anymore. It's time for we the people to have a say in how we are governed. It's time for us to have a say in government. And we can only do that if we bring in citizens-initiated referendums. So I'd like to leave you on that note. Please think about it. We the people have the power. We have the power to vote these drongos in. We have the power to keep them out. Let's use our power at the next election to make sure that they never get the chance to lord it over us again. We don't want politicians beholden to their political party. We want representatives of the people. We can only get that if we have citizens-initiated referendums. If you have any questions, I'm on Facebook as Mike Holt, or you can go to Restore Australia Again and leave me a message, or even post on my page if you're a friend. And I'm always available. So please contact me if you've got any questions, or even if you'd just like to talk about what we're doing or what you're doing or what you'd like to do. Maybe you have a good suggestion. We always welcome all suggestions. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye for now.
This is the Restore Australia Radio Show with your host, Mike Holt, signing off. Until next time. And here's a message to Islam. You can try to deny us our freedoms and our rights. You can try to impose your idiotic ideology on us, but you never will, because we believe in freedom, and we will fight you to your death.
Struggling. laying down, but never found the sign. I would leave all my friends behind, thought that I would be fine.